Immigration poll, majority favor deporting migrants in the country illegally. By Hannah Knudsen on July 28, 2025. A majority favor deporting migrants who are residing in the country illegally. Another sign voters back President Donald Trump's deportation agenda, a Marquette survey reveals. Trump long ran on securing the southern border and deporting illegal aliens. And as he has continued to make good on that promise, he continues to have the public's backing. According to the survey, 57% across the board favor deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally, compared to 43% who oppose. However, opinions vary on party lines. Related, Senator Marsha Blackburn, people want deportations. An overwhelming majority of Republicans favor deporting illegal migrants, 93%. However, support among independents has fallen, as 41% now support deporting illegal migrants, compared to 59% who now oppose. This represents a significant shift from the results in May, which showed 61% of independents supporting deporting illegal immigrants. Predictably, the vast majority of Democrats, 78%, oppose deporting illegal migrants, while just 22% support. The all-time high for support in this poll for deporting illegal immigrants came in March, when 41% of Democrats supported deportation. However, 59% still opposed at the time. Notably, support for deporting illegal immigrants who are long-time residents, with jobs and no criminal record has remained lower, with only 38% across the board in favor and 62% opposing. Nevertheless, the survey also found that a majority, 55%, believe that the majority of illegal immigrants being deported have criminal records, but 45% do not believe that. 78% of Republicans say the administration is mostly deporting illegal immigrants with criminal records, but 59% of independents and 87% of Democrats believe they are mostly deporting illegal immigrants who have no criminal records. The survey was taken July 7 to 16, 2025. Related, the border wall saves lives. Tom Homan makes it clear how Trump is helping everyone. The Trump administration has long maintained that the vast majority of deportees are criminals, illegal immigrants who either have convictions or pending charges. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has also repeated this point as it frequently shares some of the recent arrests, featuring illegal immigrants with criminal histories including homicide, rape, willful cruelty to a child, first-degree rape and first-degree sex offense on child, meth trafficking, and much more. In a July 9 press release detailing the criminal histories of illegal aliens arrested as part of ICE raids in Minneapolis, DHS explained that 70% of ICE arrests are of criminal illegal aliens with convictions or pending charges. Additionally, many illegal aliens categorized as non-criminals are actually terrorists, human rights abusers, gang members and more, they just don't have a rap sheet in the U.S., DHS said, adding, "This deceptive non-criminal categorization is devoid of reality and misleads the American public." This survey coincides with the recent Harvard-Harris poll, which found a majority backing the idea of deporting criminal illegal aliens.